So what are people asking you for while you're here?
Ian, I have some bad news for you.
What's that?
It wasn't recording.
Was that not recording?
No.
Oh, you bastard.
So how much did we lose there?
Okay.
Well, that was just the warm-up.
All right, here we go.
This is the show proper.
Here we go.
We like to do this
here
every
week. Here we go. Thanks for coming to the dress rehearsal, everybody.
Every 73 shows,
is
what we like to do.
All right. All right. Okay. Please laugh at all the same jokes a second time.
It's all new, all original now. Okay, I'll start the show again.
Okay.
What? Everyone makes mistakes. No one here has...
That's right, Dave. Turn on them. On the audience because it's their fault.
No one here
you
has
all
recorded
think you're so great.
10 minutes of a show.
That's how you start the show.
No one here has done 10 minutes and not recorded it of a...
Hey, Dave, show them how you can do push-ups. Show them your push-ups, Dave. Are we recording now?
We're recording.
Okay, good. Do the show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special broadcast of Sneaky Dragon.
The show's so nice, we did it twice.
My name is David Dedrick.
I'm still Ian Boothby.
And our special guest today is Pia Guerra.
Hello.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Great. We didn't actually get applause the last time we did this.
There we go.
Okay, Dave has been doing this show for now about a year and has finally realized where the record button is. But not before we did about 10 minutes of a show that no one will ever hear.
It was great. I think the audience will agree it's probably the best Sneaky Dragon podcast that they ever heard. Yeah. There you see. Yeah.
We were talking about cosplayers and our favorite cosplayers. You've only seen one guy, which is a guy with a pie plate for a face.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a little lost. I saw a guy who was dressed as the Hulk, asked him for directions. But after he told them to me, I didn't believe him because he just didn't seem credible. Yeah, all right. Okay.
I was just giving the space for doing the silence test so I can get the noise
good.
Up in the room. Because that was the most silence we've had today.
I stand behind that horrible joke.
Yes, thank you. I would stand behind it too.
My favorite cosplay thing I ever saw was a guy who was dressed as Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter standing across from a guy who was dressed as Johnny Depp's Edward Scissorhands. And the guy who was dressed as the Mad Hatter said to the Scissorhands guy, come on, man, don't make this weird.
Really?
So I really want to know what they were talking about right before that time.
Interesting. I'm dressed as Ed Wood today, so.
So halfway through the show, you will put on a dress, a full evening dress?
Yes, that's right. I'm playing Johnny Depp, playing Ed Wood.
So Pia Guerra is our guest. You might know her from being the drawer of Why the Last Man.
Yes.
You're a professional drawer.
I'm a drawer.
Right.
And Ian, what do you think of Why the Last Man? I know how much you enjoyed reading it.
I'll tell you honestly, I have not read the whole thing.
You haven't read your wife's comic that slaved on for, what was it, 5 years?
No, but the reason for that is because while she was working on it, I saw how hard she was working on it, and I was too...
Oh, and you wanted to reward her for her hard work by not reading it. Wow, you're a nice guy. What a pal.
I'm gonna get into some things you've done to your daughters very shortly. Okay, so if we want to set this tone, brother, we can.
Well, if it's any consolation, I don't read all of his Simpsons comics.
That's true, she does not. No, but I was a little too close to the material at the time. I was seeing it being done. I wanted to give it some distance. So at some point, I will read the entire series, mm-hmm. but I've heard nothing but good things. Stephen King has said it's his favorite comic book of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, as you know, from his ads for movies like Maximum Overdrive, is not prone to hyperbole.
I would just like to point out that you often recommended it to me.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we needed to pay our rent. I needed someone to buy that thing. Sales were rough off the top. Then they built, and it all went fine.
That's great.
All right.
Kind of like this episode of Sneaky Dragon.
So people are coming up to you, and they're saying nice things, though, about the book while they're
here? Yeah, yeah. They really enjoyed it, and they're sharing their love, and that's awesome, and asking for lots of pictures of ampersand, and I'm drawing lots of pictures of ampersand.
That's the monkey.
That's the monkey.
Not just an ampersand.
No, the monkey.
Because that would be a cruel trick to put on people.
The character is named Ampersand, and it's a monkey, and he's fun to draw and quick to draw, which is good, because there's a lot of people asking, and I want to get them done faster.
Nice. Now, there's something that's happening at this with cosplayers here that we saw something happen at Emerald City, is what I'm trying to say, that has not happened here, and I want to say good for you Canadians not doing this, and that is there's a lot less blackface here at the Canadian con. We saw you're dressed in the old Star Trek-y outfit. We had a guy, Geordi LaForge, and decided the full Geordi LaForge is put the old cork on the face. It's like, no dice, buddy. And someone was a fan of the woman with the swords on The Walking Dead.
I thought he went too far with the singing Mammy. That's where I think, no, I said to myself. Swanee River.
That's right. That's out of character for... Because the jazz fan, as we know, was Riker. He was the person who enjoyed jazz on the show. That's not canon. So that's my problem with that, not the racial overtones.
And Data was a big fan of math rock.
How did you picture that joke going in your head when you were saying it?
There's three guys listening to the show. I don't care. This is not for you guys, by the way. This is a small sampling of our listenership.
Right.
So it's for the people out there. It really feels
like you're turning on these nice people who showed up.
I love
every
you guys.
Chance you get, you just
you
make
guys.
Fun of them. They're all good people. Now, I want to bring up something again, because we have your lovely daughters, Millis and Phyllis, are here.
Yes.
We don't often have them on the show.
That's true. We often mention them.
And they were saying beforehand that you denied them something as a father.
I denied them many things as a father, but what was this particular thing?
They wanted to watch Pokemon, and yet you, mm-hmm. David Dedrick,
yes.
father of the two girls, mm-hmm. said no.
Exercised my taste and said, what did I say?
Yeah, you said no.
It's possible.
Well, that was a good story.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
I'm going to ask right now, am I telling the truth? I feel like I'm at a Senate hearing. Excuse me, I got to talk to my lawyer. Is it not true, sir, that you were not allowed to watch Pikachu, nor Bulbasaur, nor Squirtle, nor Charizard?
What is this?
Nor Jigglypuff.
The House of Pokemon Activities? What is this?
Nor Meowcat 1 or Meowcat 2.
You could not collect them all, is what you're saying.
You could not collect them all. You just decided it was not a good enough show, and so the girls could not watch that show.
I do not remember this. The girls had playing cards that
he's
had Squirtle
the fifth.
And...
He's
and,
pleading the oh. fifth is what he's doing.
It was an episode of South Park... Oh, there was an episode of South Park that was anti-Pokemon, and so you...
I jumped on the anti-Pokemon bandwagon. Well, if that were the case, I would not be a Scientologist today. So I think that disproves what you're saying.
You
right
said,
now.
L. Ron Hubbard, I choose you.
That's right. I choose you.
Zenu.
Here's the other weird thing about...
Zenu, Warrior Princess. Hey,
by the way, there is an amazing amount of Pikachus out there. There seems to be two costumes if you're a lady. If you're a smart person, you draw Star Trek. Clearly, that's what you do without the blackface. But you do Harley Quinn. That's the one you do.
With a giant hammer that hits other people while you're at the con.
I know, it's amazing that you have that. Yeah. Or the other one I've seen the most of is dressing as Pikachu.
Hmm.
And then there's a costume area that's like almost all just Pikachu outfits. So this seems to be a thing that I don't understand. Maybe it was right of you not to let your daughters watch this, because some fathers did, and it's led to this. Sexy Pikachus walking around.
Well, I think it wasn't Pokemon. I think it was Dragon Balls, and just because I had the wrong idea what it was about.
It's not Dragon Balls. It's Dragon Ball Z.
Or in Canada, Dragon Ball Z.
When you look at it, it says Dragon Balls. Does it not? It just gave me the wrong idea. I just thinking to myself, that's wrong. Kids graduate from Dragon Tales. to Dragon Balls.
I tried watching Dragon Ball Z once. I tried watching 5 episodes in a row, and it was a guy who'd been killed, and he was running along a wall to the afterlife for 5 episodes. He just kept cutting to this guy, and he's like, "It's a long way. Sure, it's a long way." Well, I seem to remember on Battle of the Planets, stuff happening. They would fight the thing, and then they would defeat the thing, and then Zoltar would reveal that he was a lady, and we'd go, "What?"
I believe it was 10 minutes of the spaceship taking off. That was what was happening.
There was a lot of them changing clothes. There was a lot of that.
And if you watch the American version, you had the Seven Zark Seven little takeout, which was supposed to cover for all the people who were horribly being murdered in the original. And then we're like, oh, thank goodness those planes were piloted by robots.
Yeah, you saw like a giant robot crab claw coming for a baby, and the baby's about to die. Well, they saved that baby, and they don't explain how, but yeah, it's a quick cutaway, like, baby's fine. Don't think the baby's fine.
How do you guys remember a show that I watched in grade 5?
Because we watched it.
Oh, you watched it again.
This whole con is based on stuff people watched in grade 5. Once again, you're insulting everybody in the audience.
But I don't
Why are you dressing like Spider-Man? What's with that crap? Anyone seen the football match?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to get to my job in life.
Plausible
Bye,
deniability.
Everybody. Girls, you're not watching the Pokemon.
I'm a dad now. I have to do that, right? The girls go, "Dad, it's what is it called again? Akewood? Ake Base? Base Acre?" What was that webcomic called?
Eggs and Bacon?
Eggs and Bacon.
The Baconator Comedy Hour, sponsored by Wendy's.
It's called Hot Stuff. So I say, Hot Stuff? I don't know what this Hot Stuff is. Let's watch the football game. Now I'm a dad. I can no longer be cool. I have to give up all cool things.
It was called Hot Stuff?
I think that's what it was.
Was it based
called.
On the Harvey character of the little devil that lived in the woods?
That was weird.
That was weird, having all the little devils living in the woods.
The fans that we've seen wear horns, so I think that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot Stuff. Famous.
Yeah.
Look it up, everyone. www.hotstuff.com/comicsweb.
Remember when people used to do those web address jokes about 10 years ago? Those were good.
Just keeping up my dad status.
I always felt sorry for Hot Stuff because there was only 2 characters in the Harvey universe that wore diapers. One was Baby Huey, who obviously was somewhat mentally impaired, not a smart duck. He couldn't, you know, obviously he'd be pooping his drawers.
In his defense, he was a duck.
I guess. Well, just go in the pond. Who'll know you're a duck? Can't see. But then Hot Stuff seems to be a fully grown as Casper, as grown as Wendy, and yet he's still wearing a diaper.
Well, Casper can't wear a diaper.
Why can't he wear it?
He's a ghost.
And yet a demon can.
Yes.
That's your logic problem.
Well, 'cause he's incorporeal.
Pia, your thoughts.
Yes, Pia. Please rescue me.
And rock that mic.
Okay, this is like way past my time. I think I barely remember Casper reruns as a kid because I think when I was at that age, producers started wising up to how not great they were. And they're like, okay, thank you. And so they stopped playing them. And we got to watch instead Battle of the Planets. So I got a lot of very different experiences. I see Hot Stuff, I see Casper, and I go, oh, that's the stuff they played at 6 a.m. The good stuff is at 7 a.m., so I'm going to just go do something else until then.
And that's what encouraged you to sleep in as a child.
Yes. All the good stuff doesn't really get started until well afternoon now. So.
Well, yeah, the morning cartoons was the reason I was late every day to school in grade 7, so, and why I served detention every day through all of grade 7. But I couldn't see, there was no argument against being late for school when the cartoons weren't over yet. Like, what kind of logic is that?
Obviously, it's being sanctioned by a higher authority.
I was 5 minutes late because of cartoons. Kill me. I read all of Lord of the Rings that year, is what I'm saying, during detention.
It sounds to me like your parents were much more lenient than you are. Like, I mean, you're going, I just want to watch cartoons so much that I'm not going to go to school. And your parents went, Yeah, that's fine. These kids, excellent students both, very, very good students. Mm-hmm. Father, may we watch Pokemon? No! No, you may not watch Pokemon! The roof needs tarring. Get up there!
That's a bit
Father
a...
wants to watch his football match.
It's a bit of a chicken and egg argument. Maybe the reason they are such good students is because they did not watch Pokemon.
Has I think it's a you, Pokemon sir? And egg argument, because don't they live in an egg? No, it's something. I don't know. I don't really follow it. I don't know the difference between them and the Digimon. I really couldn't tell you.
I believe they come out of Dragon Balls.
I've always assumed the Digimon are the GoBots to the Pokemon's Transformers.
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Okay. You know what? You should have walked around this con first, then we would have something to discuss.
We stood in line for an hour because I procrastinated buying a ticket.
Oh, did you?
Online, so yeah, apparently the day before you just can't go on and buy a ticket.
Yeah. Were the lineups like crazy for this? Were people generally like okay with the lineups or how? You seem fine. Mike Roth pre-bought his tickets, a smart man. Pre-bought your tickets, pre-bought tickets, pre. Everyone here is more intelligent than we are.
Yeah, I did the same as people who listen to the show know. I did the same thing for Emerald City and ended up going down there with a hotel room paid for, unrefundable without tickets. So, you know, live dangerous, that's what I say. If you're going to go to cons, go big, right? Isn't that the saying?
Go big and stay home.
Go big or go con.
That's right. But if you do come, make sure you insult everybody at every possible opportunity. Go, what's your problem? What are you dressed like that for? What's the deal?
What's with the horns? Are you horny?
It turned into Mortimer Snurd for a couple of seconds there. All of Dave's characters are loosely based on Edgar Bergen characters.
Two of them.
May I speak to Charlie McDavey, please? So are you looking forward to seeing anything at the con while you're here? Because after you're done,
I'm gonna go
you,
see
and,
the,
you and your lovely daughters, first of all, no Pokemon, steering them away from that. No dice on that.
No dice.
But what else are you going to be like walking around and seeing?
I'm going to go see the Sneaky Dragon podcast.
Okay, well, you missed that, unfortunately.
Fuck.
Well,
thanks for swearing.
I said I wasn't going to swear for this show. But I just want to point out that was in context and that I was quoting a story that happened to me last week in which I said the word that starts with F and ends with K and isn't funk.
Well, I promised
fire
to do
truck.
I was the one that promised to do a lot of swearing this time around. And I haven't done any, so I would think that you're just making up for me, the lack of me swearing.
Okay. There you go.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry. I apologize to anyone in the audience who's younger than 6.
No, there's no kids. There's no kids. Kids don't like comics anymore.
Nope.
That ship has sailed. Now they've got magic screens that can take them anywhere. Just like, how about this comic book? Well, what happens with it? Poke, doesn't work. Can't scan, hyperlink,
great.
Not work.
And it only costs $4.
Yeah, it's only $4. That's right. The cost of 4 video games or 2 movies. Enjoy. Here you are.
There was recently a video of like they put a magazine, a fashion magazine, in front of a baby, and the baby tried to slide it and to operate it like a tablet. Did not understand what a magazine was.
Well, it was going, these are offensive stereotypes.
There you go.
Just trying to clothe the women.
Clearly.
It felt sorry for
Clearly.
Them. And that's a kid that looks at boobs all day.
Yes.
He went, this is a bit much even for me, and this is my lifeblood. No, sir.
What? I wasn't paying attention until you said boobs. What was that?
No, that's fine. So what are you doing like after this? You're going to go like walk around the con.
Yeah.
You're going to look for like old Archie comics. Is that what you're going to do? A little Archie's pals and gals?
Yeah, I'm going to look for something. I'll look for French comics, some bande dessinée.
All right, what do you like looking for? What's your...
Well, last year I saw Yoko Tsuno, or Tsuna. I can't remember how the last letter, but... And I wish I'd bought it, but I didn't. So I'm thinking, who's going to buy that? So it'll be here again this year.
Yep, that's what you do.
Roger
you buy things the
he
next
was,
year.
It's a science fiction with a...
Because you know what people do with stuff that doesn't sell? They just bring it back
the
next
back
year.
They bring it back the next year. They're like, I don't
you
know.
You know, that's a good way, use of space.
Well, because this year he'll bring it back and it'll be $2 cheaper.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it works.
That's why all the movie houses run the movies from last year that didn't work and go like, maybe you'll like it this year. Let's just show that.
That's right. At $2 less.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, yeah. I thought, it's too much, $10, too much. If it's $8 next year, I'll buy it. So I'm going to look for that as well. And I just look for, I don't know, anything that's old. That's me.
Like you old or older than you?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't answer the question. You often do this. Well, I'll give you two options and you'll say yes.
I like to keep my options open.
That's different than... Oh, forget it. Hi, Pia.
Hi, I saw some Xena action figures for $5. And I thought, that's quite a deal if you're a Xena fan.
Well, for how much?
$5.
So you could get like a Xena?
Yeah,
and the other characters.
The other characters.
Gabrielle.
Callisto. Callista, something like, yeah.
Callista Flockhart. They have a Callista Flockhart action figure, which if you have a Harrison Ford Indiana Jones action figure, you can take them out on an awkward date. And can go, would you like something to eat? And she'll go, no. And that will be their date.
Yep.
And who was Bruce Campbell on that show?
Producer.
I keep thinking of Joxer, but that's the other guy.
That was Ted Raimi.
Bruce Campbell on that show.
Does anyone know who Bruce Campbell was on Xena?
He was
bang on, Autolycus Prince of Thieves. Who needs the internet when you've got a room full of people from Fan Expo? God bless you. So, I love that.
What was his name again, sorry?
That was Autolycus.
Autolycus?
Autolycus.
Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves.
Okay.
There was never a king of thieves, right?
Of course there was.
Who was? There was in Aladdin. Oh, there was a king of thieves in Aladdin. That was Aladdin's dad, wasn't it? Well, no, it was actually the third movie. It was the third movie. That's right. Okay, here's what happened in the Aladdin movie series. You had the first Aladdin movie, and that was with Robin Williams. And he was told that he wouldn't be predominantly on the poster. He didn't want to be predominantly on the poster because he had toys coming up, the movie Toys. And he went, listen, I don't want to counter-program against toys. You can put me in as the genie, but I'm going to be in the background. They put him in the foreground. He went, I quit. Second movie, then, has Dan Castellaneta. You know the plot of Aladdin 1. I don't need to tell you that one. Second one, Jafar comes back. This is the one where the Iago, the parrot, betrays him and becomes pals with Aladdin. Okay, Aladdin 3, Aladdin's dad shows up. He is like the biggest thief guy around. And
his character was Adadin.
Yeah, by that point, Jafar is dead, and Jafar is not part of it. Though Jafar does appear in the Hercules cartoon in the afterlife where he teams up with Hades. Anyway, long story short, Iago ends up going off with Aladdin's dad, and they have their own adventures, and everyone's happy. And Robin Williams did come back for the third film because they made a deal and gave some money to charity. Back to you, Dave. Oh, sorry, we have a question. Not that we take questions, but apparently we do have a question. Yes, sir.
Does Gilbert Gottfried voice character?
Gilbert, all right, we have a question from, I believe, one of the hosts of the Caustic Soda podcast. Does Gilbert Gottfried voice the parrot? Yes, Gilbert Gottfried not only voices the parrot in all three of the films, but also the television series. And also was the Affleck duck until he told a joke that people went, ugh, and then he's not anymore.
Though, you know, he should probably just go and do voiceover work without his signature voice, because he has a completely different voice off
He's
camera.
A very good impressionist, right. He has a fantastic Jerry Seinfeld.
It's like, well, I got a chance to hear him, and he sounds like an old-timey, like Bing Crosby. He's got the most velvety, gorgeous voice you've ever heard.
Well,
he's so pleasant.
Many of you are young, unlike David, but if you're David's age, you may remember in 1980 where the original cast of Saturday Night Live all went off to do movies, with the exception of the ones that didn't. And then a new cast came on, and one of them was Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. Now, Gilbert Gottfried decided, you know what, I'm not going to do that voice because I want to save my popular characters for myself, because I'll use them later on, and NBC then won't own them. So he didn't do any of his good characters, and that season didn't go well.
Yeah, that didn't work. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Everyone remember Charles Rocket? Charles Rocket?
Yeah, he sort of pulled a Dave on the air and swore, and then that was the one of the final things that got the show taken off the air.
Let's not call it pulling a Dave if he did it before me. I pulled a Charles, which is painful. I just want to go back. I just want to go back to toys. How many people here saw Toys? Toys? The Barry Levinson?
One, Levinson? Two, three, in the back, okay.
Okay, don't bother.
Okay, you reluctantly, you didn't remember that you saw Toys? And then you remembered you saw Toys. Okay, does anyone think we're talking about Toy Story?
It's not Toy Story.
Are we thinking of Toys in the Attic?
It's not Toys in the Attic.
The Robin Williams toys.
Yes.
Okay, I only remember the dolphin bit, and I probably haven't seen the whole thing.
No, it had a Magritte-type poster.
Yeah.
But Dave has some strong opinions about the movie Toys. He's going to take that movie down after 20 years. All right, brother, this had it coming. Come on.
It's time for Dave's rant.
It's time.
Well, I was just going to say.
And then he'll tell Preston Sturges what's
what. I was going to say something, but you keep talking.
That was the original title of this podcast. If you just shut up. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, Toys is an awful film. I think we can all agree on that. Who's seen it? What's interesting about the
agree?
Film is it sat in his drawer for years. He could not get it made until he had a few hits under his belt. Then he's like, well, hey, here's this great script I wrote that no one would produce when no one knew who I was. So now I'm going to make it, and it's going to suck. It's going to be the worst film you've ever seen. And the same thing happened with the movie Heaven's Gate. Who's here has seen Heaven's Gate? Once again, we are taken down. I'm going
the old timey film.
40 years, 40. I'm not going to let this go. But no, it's the same thing.
Okay.
He had this script. He shopped it around Hollywood. Everyone said, "Hey, a film full of dust about a bunch of dirt farmers that get killed by a bunch of other dirt farmers sounds great. Let's make a movie." No, no one wanted to make the film until he did The Deer Hunter, won an Oscar. Then everyone's like, "Here comes the money. We're giving you all this money to make this crazy film. Everyone's going to want to see it." It just seems like that when someone has
it's
like...
It's just so... It's By the way, it's I'm so ballsy is, that you're taking down Heaven's Gate. One,
no, no, I'm
The
not,
most taken down movie in the world.
I'm stepping it up
two,
now.
That it's
I'm
like 25 years later.
What I'm saying is don't fund people's dream projects. If someone has a dream that they've held on to for 20 years, don't give them money. That's
By the way,
saying.
It's a good time to talk about our Kickstarter.
That's true. For 20 years now, we want to do a comic together. This is a great idea that we've had.
Okay.
It's all about my experiences in
really?
telemarketing.
It's our show. Okay, we're doing a live show at Fan Expo, and this is the one time you decide to take down Heaven's Gate. Not even a slightly nerdy aspect
you,
to it.
You brought
no
it up.
No reason okay, to bring yeah, it up.
You brought
a
it up.
Young crowd, Heaven's Gate, screw you.
Okay, you know what? You see where this should have gone.
Oh, okay.
If you want to talk about overrated films that really should not have been made because they were dream projects.
I'm not talking about overrated films. I'm talking about dream projects
That's what I... Did okay. you hear
She said
me?
Both. She said both, Mr. Dedrick.
Okay,
I
sorry.
Said both.
Okay.
Okay, this is a dream project by a guy who has way too much money, and it should never have been made. My opinion. I'm sure people love this movie. I don't know why, but it's Avatar. See, that's way time.
Did he have the script for that sitting in his desk for many years?
Apparently, according to him, he said he's been thinking about this story since he was 17, which is exactly the same thing the same director said when The Abyss came out. I've had this story in my head since I was 17. He had a really active life when he was 17.
He said the same thing about Titanic as well. So yeah, I've had this. I don't know where this story came from. I've had it in my head for years.
Incredibly unoriginal director, I think. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some harsh words. What about True Lies?
True Lies.
That's a good movie.
It's cute.
It's fun.
Why are we bringing up True Lies?
Because it's a good movie. Why not bring it up?
What about that Sean Connery film, Outland? What about that film, huh?
It's okay.
Huh, folks? Am I
That's
right? Outland?
It's a little overrated.
I don't think True
it's
Lies...
It's not rated at all. No one has talked about Outland for 2 years. If you got a painful electrical shock every time anyone brought up Outland, you would have had the last 2 years going, I'm going to take all the baths I want. It wouldn't matter. No one would have brought it up.
Why?
From the
what would be...
side from it, Outland had some very innovative screening projection technology going on there that was supposed to blow everyone's mind.
Wait, projection technology?
It was awful. No, wow. There was like the... Instead
Sounds
of
great.
Instead of blue screen, they did a kind of... projection combination, so it looks incredible like for the time.
They had,
but the
they
story
had families,
sucks, so it doesn't
they had family
matter. No
vacation
really
slides
gonna...
playing behind the actors during the film.
But that was supposed to be the big innovation about this film, was like this new amazing technology to do special effects. But if you don't have a good story, no one's going to notice. No
exactly.
one's gonna care.
That's,
Here's
what,
a
that's
segment.
Why Barry Lyndon is such a great film, because they have a lens that can film candlelight.
Well,
that makes that film great, as opposed to boring.
Silent Running was supposed to be this big deal because they use all these this new plexiglass. That's all new technology, and like,
is that
look
right?
at yeah, exactly. That was one of their biggest things. Like
well,
you
couples
have this
would be
thing.
Couples
would
be looking
sets.
At the movie listings and go like, so what movie you want to see? I don't know. This one uses plexiglass.
Well,
I'm there. I'll see that.
So in the film was
like
wait, this one uses rayon. All right, let's just. Get on over.
Well, this was the thing. They had these whole trailers and things playing before, and it's like, we were utilizing these amazing new technologies, these incredible plastics, this stuff called plexiglass. We've built all these sets with it, and it's fantastic. You won't believe your eyes. That they actually, I've seen this.
Okay,
this
reminds me, it sounds like this was sponsored by Big Plexi.
I think it was.
Like, it
I
looks like
it
at
was.
The end, plexiglass, and it's just an infomercial.
Yeah.
It just reminds me, there used to be this horrible show. They talk about taking down old shows. I'm going to take down a Canadian show called The Trouble with Tracy. Oh, there was a show called The Trouble with Tracy.
Do not go there.
All right. It was the worst sitcom ever made, and it was made in Canada. Now, but here was the thing about it. It was sponsored by Sears. So you would off the top have, like, and all, they had all furniture from Sears. So they would have, like, the opening credits, and it'd be like, starring da-da-da-da as Tracy, da-da-da as this person, and little tiny, tiny names for them. And then finally, like, furniture by Sears, full screen. Sears was clearly the Fonzie of the show. And there was all these moments in the show where people would sit on the couches and just go, it's a great couch. There was a lot of just, let's take a moment and just talk about the furniture. Yeah.
Okay,
let's take a break from this horrible sitcom and just talk about the chair.
This is me dragging us to the present again.
Okay.
Because we're talking about
because you're the youngest of all of us.
You're dragging us to the president?
Yes. Bones is doing this now with their cars.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What's doing it to you?
They show Bones.
Okay.
You know, has this thing where they're getting sponsorship from cars. I don't know if it was Ford or something.
I don't understand.
Well, no, because it's in the scripts now. Basically, they'll go driving off to a scene. And it's like, well, what, aren't you using your GPS? It's like, oh, it's already on. And it's like, what? And we've seen this several episodes now where they're touting the cars very subtly into the script. And
well, I mean, we live in a Transformers world where everything turns into a GMC truck. Everything is a GMC car.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah. If you're going to transform, you're going to have the logo on the front?
But this is like an
come
attempt
on.
To...
Come on,
to,
Optimus.
But this
come
is
on.
The, this is the present day problem of like sponsors trying to bypass
well,
the fact
if you've
that
seen
people
the new,
are skipping the
if
commercials.
If you've seen the new Superman trailer, he's got the word Coke on his cape now, on
yeah,
the back.
Clearly.
Just completely shameless.
Clearly, yeah.
And every so often he'll just pause and just go, just need to get my strength back. Coming at you, Luther, or whoever they're fighting in this
one. He's being sponsored by the Colombian drug cartels. That's the actual reason. It's a whole thing they're trying to do now, kind of a, you know.
I believe that was Mighty Mouse that was accused of snorting cocaine and got in trouble briefly.
Mighty Mouse?
Remember that? That was
the Ralph Bakshi one?
Yeah, the Ralph Bakshi one. Like, there was one where like he was snorting a flower and he got really strong and people went, is that a poppy? What am I looking at? What in a bit of trouble for that?
Parents. Next thing, they're not going to let their kids watch Pokemon.
We'd all do so much better without parents, wouldn't we?
The only
boo to parents.
The only show,
motherhood, down with it.
The only show I actively remember banning my kids from was Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Because yeah.
You hate rhymes.
Behind. I can get behind
I
that.
Hate any show that has the two words that are similar sounding.
You didn't like Bananas in Pajamas? You didn't like Hannah Montana's?
No, Hannah
Montana. You didn't like any of those shows that rhyme?
No. Didn't like Cat in a Bat?
Cat in the Bat, that famous show, Cat in the Bat.
Famous show,
couldn't have just gone Cat in the Hat, kept it simple, just rolled with it. Nope, I'd make Cat in the Bat. The story of a cat molesting a bat.
It's a wooden bat. Is it, are we talking about
the same... so much worse.
Are we talking about the same show?
Okay, why would you not let your children... All right, so this is your children. They come up to you. Yeah. Papa, we have finished tarring the roof, Papa. We are so tired and thirsty. Could we have some water from the tap and watch some Hannah Montana? And you say, as father, daughters?
No. You... Well, the reason that is because...
We will go and read our one book.
The Cat and the Bat.
By Tell us, Father, is it a bat like the flying kind or just the baseball kind, Father?
The low-budget Dr. Poos books.
I want to hear more Dr. Poos books.
You hear
Hop on Poop was one of them.
One dish, two dish, red fish.
The fat, the...
Blue cat.
Facts in socks. Just a fax machine wearing socks. Very out of date, very fast. But why wouldn't you let your children watch Hannibal?
The one they couldn't read by Dr. Poos was Squirtle the Turtle.
Then there's always Pride and Pusa.
Oh, let's not go there.
Yeah, don't make fun of Pride and Prejudice around David.
What's going on?
By the way, we are trying to send David to Pride and Prejudice Con in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This exists. Yes. This is a real thing. It exists. There's a Pride and Prejudice Con in Los Angeles. Not Los Angeles, London, England.
Cambridge.
It's a Cambridge, actually.
Oh, Cambridge, right.
We just started Indiegogo.
So we want, we want to send Dave there. So please give us your money to send Dave to Pride and Prejudice Con.
A lot of Dave begging going on. I begged for a Yaris. I begged for lawyerly advice.
I have pictures of Dave in breeches and stockings on a punt down the down the rivers around Cambridge.
What a silly punt.
Quoting from Jane Austen. Mm-hmm. I want to see this.
We want to see this, but we're running out of time, so let's get back to Hannah Montana. Why no Hannah Montana, David? By the way, Hannah Montana fans in the audience, clap. Oh, you were watching it on the sly, going to friends' houses, getting it on the street. If you don't let kids hear it at home, they're going to find it somewhere else, Dave. You're going to go to the woods and look for teen magazines.
There was a guy in our neighborhood that was selling Hannah Montana, that a lot of cars would come up to the house, get out, go in, watch it, come back out, and drive away again. What's going on here? No, well, why didn't I? Because it was a terrible show, but it wasn't just that it was a terrible show.
What made it terrible?
People were terrible to each other on the show. Like, because I was standing away from the television, I was putting some pictures up on the wall in our landing. And so I could only hear it. I couldn't see what people were doing. I could only hear their voices. And I was like, these are the most horrible people that have ever existed. Why would anyone want to even listen to this show? So I made them, they weren't allowed to watch Hannah Montana, but as a friend observed who came to visit one time, she goes, you're not allowed to watch Hannah Montana, but you can watch Family Guy?
Or Buffy the Vampire Slayer. When were they allowed to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer? At what age?
They were young. I remember this.
Five
watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Why not? We watched Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when Phyllis was eight.
Once again, Millis the worst spy in the world. Millis, if you ever watch 11. Our show or listen to our show, every time it's just like, so anyway, Phyllis, you see, it doesn't work when you say the first name first. You can't do that. And also, you edit the show. You could take this out, and yet you never do.
I said E. Phyllis, which was Electric Phyllis. It's my robot version of Phyllis.
Yeah, you got the idea of building robot daughters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
My actual daughters were too embarrassed to come today, so I bought a Millis and Phyllis Japanese robot.
So you have no problem with sex and violence, you just have problems with meanness.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Totally good that. Good call. I would agree with your judgment on that.
I mean, they didn't watch, like, put in repulsive horror movie, you know, with torture scenes or whatever. Like, we didn't watch that, but...
You would never watch an Evil Dead 2.
No, we watched Evil Dead 2. But that's not repulsive torture.
Your Honor, I yield my time.
But that's not repulsive torture. I mean, like, Ichi the Killer or something like that, where it's just like, you're watching, you're just like, what am I seeing? I can't even unsee this now. Like, we didn't watch that, like, our Hostel or whatever. Like, to me, that's just torture porn. Like, we didn't watch that. Is Evil Dead 2 torture porn? No, it's funny. It's comedy. It's the guy getting sprayed with his own blood. It's hilarious.
You're not really making your argument with that. I agree with you, but you're also losing me.
It's a guy cutting off his hand with a chainsaw. Hilarious.
I would agree that that is a problem. Like, we've been trying to write something for Disney. Yeah. For, like, Disney...
So we actually got the Disney Channel, and we were watching all these different shows, and we're like, how can we do this? These are really...
Everyone's mean. It's like, here's all the wizards, and they're all mean to each other. Here's all the kung fu kids, and they're all really mean to each other.
It's like,
and everyone lies all the time to each other.
They're trying really hard to out-cool one another. They're all, like, dressed in, like, sunglasses for some reason, and skateboards, and really... It's just so forced, and it's like, this is nothing naturalistic about it. There's just nothing even remotely, like, humane about it. You know, I like stories that, you know, where it's challenging, where, you know, you're trying to help each other, like you're fighting for each other. But when you have these ones where everyone, all they're doing is just being sarcastic and flippy and snippy.
And sarcasm, like, by the way, isn't humor, as much as I'm doing it right now through the whole show. It's not. You got to actually have some joke. Here's what they did. They took, sitcoms for adults.
The sitcom.
But not the good ones. They took the hacky ones where everyone's just like, but if you got sassy grandma giving you the sort of sexy, you know, mean joke, that's okay. I'm all right, fine. But then when you get that in the mouth of, like, let's put it into, like, a baby's mouth, it's like terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And
But it's easy to do. And so those shows are pumped out in a factory in Orlando. Those shows are cheap to make. I mean, why aren't there any more animated shows on the Disney Channel?
It also continues this whole really weird, cliquey thing that you see a lot in states, like, especially in U.S. high schools.
Okay.
You know, it's something that it's weird because you see all this culture with, like, how high schools are supposed to be, apparently, but I never experienced that in my own high school. You know, people were always really, really good, nice to one another, and no one cared about the jocks.
People always, like, gave me their hand to help me back up after they punched me when I was in high school.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I was lucky. I was in a kind of an arty school, so we had like the drama.
Well, that makes a difference, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave and I grew up in a little town called North Delta.
Little
land of dreams.
Also known as the inner city.
Yeah. They have a paper there called the North Delta Optimist, and the headline the last time I saw it was, maybe one day you'll move out of North Delta. That was the most optimistic thing they could say.
That was totally Poco. Our school was a total headbanger school, but
Dave would hate your school because it rhymes.
Yeah. But it was, but it happened to have a really great drama department. So the drama nerds were always like fine with themselves, like great self-esteem. Never like the jocks were off in another wing, and no one cared about them. They didn't dominate the school like you see so much in U.S. high schools, which was great. I thought it was like one of the best schools I ever went to, was because it just didn't have that crap. Which is why when I watch it in Disney shows or in just U.S. movies, it's like, I don't like this. I don't like you. Yeah, like the idea of this being even propagated. It just
it's cheap and easy, and
yeah,
it does. Here's the thing. Like, I remember, like, when I was a young man, almost Dave's age. I'm younger than David. Let's be honest about that. No one's as old as Dave. But when I was young, yeah, there was cliques, and the only place you could meet nerds and people who liked your kind of thing was at this kind of con. And we didn't even have this kind of con here. You'd have to go to like a San Diego or something. Nowadays, it's nice because you've got the internet. And if you like, I'm a fan of those Weebles that wobble and they don't fall down. I really like those. Does anyone else love? And now you're on the Weebles board and people are having intricate Weebles discussions about what was the best era of Weebles. And you feel like you're not alone out there anymore. So that's, it's nice that we live in that kind of world. And those kind of sitcoms feel like they're, nope, everyone's in your just category.
Yeah,
if you're a nerd, you can't also be a jock. If you're a jock, you can't also be smart. If you're smart, you can't also be this.
If you're a nerd, you have to be awkward looking, or you have to be damaged. Or
yeah,
you have
and old timey awkward looking in a way that they're not anymore.
Yeah, and it's just really bad writing, and I just don't like that kind of show. So I like to see things like Buffy, where you have the awkward characters aren't necessarily completely outcasty looking. They're like, they're normal kids.
Yeah.
And but they have problems.
They're not quite Degrassi normal.
They're
as normal looking as Hollywood will allow.
Yeah, and I did like
not Degrassi. A zit to be found in the entire school, thanks to a magic spell.
And I did like Degrassi for that too. I think maybe that's why Canadian schools are a little different, because we had Degrassi growing up.
And you saw kids that look normal.
Yeah, very normal.
By the way, we've got about 5 minutes left. About
5 hours, actually 5 hours.
Okay, hours left.
We're asked to fill a little time here at the
con
today.
We're doing a marathon.
We're doing
That's
a marathon
right.
show. If anyone wants to stay and help us, 5 hours.
If anyone has any questions in the audience, wants to ask us anything, just raise your hand up at any point.
So
we will throw it up. If you want to slam an old-timey movie that no one remembers, I'm sure Dave will jump on that.
Before we take questions, I just want to point out that what Ian and Pia were saying was that I am right. And I was probably right to ban Pokemon, although I don't remember it. So we're opening the floor to questions?
Yeah, but
Mr. Speaker?
Yeah, if anyone asks a question, they will get a free mini comic. I will throw that out there too. If anyone wants a free mini comic, they will get one if they ask a question.
Oh, I have a question.
you're co-owner in the company. You realize that, don't you?
Co-owner of the company.
You're Simpson, I'm Sears.
I want to be Roebuck. I always like that name best.
Okay, you can be Roebuck.
Yes.
Once again, the oldest references in the world. Macy's and Gimbel's.
Oh, yes. That's right, because Gimbel... I forget it.
Yeah, what was that? No, what's the Gimbel's trivia you were going to lay down?
Forget it.
Is this where I'm supposed to do my Judy Garland bit?
Please do.
No.
Because someone's got to put on a show.
Someone has to. Because I was just going to say, because Gimbel's is a big part of
Miracle
on 34th Street, yeah. The 1940s film with Edwin Gwenn.
What did they do in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street? Was it Walmart? What did they upgrade it to? Because Gimbel's wasn't around then.
They upgraded it to Macy's.
Did they?
I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks for making stuff up.
Well, you said, did they? I could have just said it. Everyone would have believed me.
So does anyone have any questions?
All right, here's my question. Has anyone seen Miracle on 34th Street, the remake? And do you know what they upgraded? Yes, sir, you.
It should be Macy's.
Thank you very much. The answer was, I've seen it, I can't remember.
I think my answer is Macy's.
Oh, and yeah, yes? Lieutenant? Or Lieutenant? You think they just kept it Gimbel's? But was it set in modern day? And yet Gimbel still existed in this parallel universe? This is what the world would have been like if Gimbel still existed.
I believe it's called a movie, Ian.
Oh, they mentioned Gimbel's in Elf. So, okay, does Miracle on 34th Street take place in the Elfaverse? Is this canon in the Elfaverse?
Elf was obviously trying to do a throwback, like a connection to Miracle on 34th Street, which is about, you know, someone who doesn't believe in that kid. The elf's dad is the kid.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in Christmas, and the elf, the son this time has to make the kid believe.
Okay.
Make the father believe, whereas in Miracle on 34th Street, it was the girl didn't believe, and Santa was trying to convince
her. One thing I like about Elf, but besides that it was shot here in Vancouver, and I know a couple of the actual elves in Elf, is that it looks like James Caan does not realize the type of movie he's in.
Yeah.
And is acting in a completely different film than
awesome.
Everyone else.
That's what makes it so awesome.
The new Miracle.
Don't let him read the rest of the script. Just let him come in. Then he watches the movie and goes, what the hell?
In the new Miracle on 34th Street, the girl doesn't believe and she's taken in front of the Santish Inquisition. So it's a little different storyline.
I see a question.
Oh, good. Okay. Very nice. Here was the story. All right, Macy's did not want any part of the remake.
Macy's has the parade.
That's right. So they made up a store called Kohl's, as in coal and coal in your stocking.
Yeah,
the anti-Christmas situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or Black Peter coming and dragging you to hell. That's the other thing. You don't really see that much. Whenever people go, I like a good old traditional Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like with Santa and all this? Yeah, and also telling the kids if they're bad, a guy will throw them in a sack and drag them to hell.
old-timey
Christmas.
We do that.
Yep, that's right. That's an old-timey Dedrick Christmas.
And if the girls are bad, I poo in their stocking.
And yet you will not let them watch Pokemon. Because it confuses them. The lead is named Ash, and you're like, the only Ash in our life is all these gory Evil Dead movies that I'm showing you.
Right.
I don't want you confused.
I don't want to get any mixed up, you guys. There's only one Ash. That's why they can't watch Gone with the Wind.
Okay. That's bringing us up to about time where we have to wrap up and let other people come in this nice place.
Okay.
All right. Folks, I just want to let you know we're going to be appearing at Fan Expo. We've been plugging Fan Expo so long that I cannot get that out of my head. But thank you very much, Fan Expo, for having us here. You've all been fantastic. If you yourselves who are in this room, if you want to come say hi to us, we're at P11 downstairs. That means nothing to you listening on the podcast at all. But here's something that you might be interested in, people who are listening. David has designed two lovely T-shirts for Sneaky Dragon, and those are available on our website, sneakydragon.com, so why not come check those out? Listen to The Irrelevant Show. I write sketches on The Irrelevant Show. Why not also pick up some Simpsons and Futurama comics? I write those. Pia, have you got anything coming up in the next while?
I have some things coming up. I don't know if I can talk about it. One is like a short story for DC.
Yeah.
One is a cover for another book. Which
I think you can tell that one.
They haven't released it yet, though, but I don't know if she wants to make it a surprise.
All right. It rhymes with what? Dead Vanya.
Yeah. So
that's right.
Cover for Dead Vanya.
Dead Vanya? Is that the series, the sequel to Fiddler on the Roof?
No, it's a sequel to Uncle Vanya.
Oh.
Damn it.
The oldest reference so far. Well done. David, anything going on in your life besides abusing your children?
Would it be gauche to abusing my... Would it
what
be,
the hell?
Would it be gauche to...
Well, I got
to
put my spats on and... Get on my auto gyro.
Listen, Ian, I got something to say right now. Would it be gauche to plug another comic and thingy, Comic Con?
Go ahead.
Because we're also going to be doing this same exact thing with the exact same jokes at VanCAF, and that would be in May.
Vancouver Comics Arts Festival.
The Vancouver Comic Arts Festival. And our guest for that will be Colin Upton, and we'll be discussing process, and probably not for very long before we...
start making fun of each other as we have done here.
We've off and do other things, yes. So come and see that because it'll also
be
hilarious.
But to everyone here, thanks for putting up with our nonsense for 50 minutes. People in the audience, there's another podcaster here. Mention his podcast.
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's our former friend of the show, Torin Atkinson's here from the Caustic Soda. You haven't been on the show for a while. I'm not sure.
Caustic Soda. It's also good. And hopefully we'll do a live show with them at some point.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you very much. You've all been fantastic. We're going to clap for you. You clap for us. Yay. All right. Bye.
Goodbye.